We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Yud Zayin on my base, and we are beginning the bottom of the Amud. When I'm a Machlokes Rav and Levi, if it, the Edus of Yosef ben Yehezer was on Bei Mitbechaya, which means Dafka the Dam and the Mayim, or Bei Midbechaya, which means any Mashkin of Yisrael, which includes Shemen and Yayin. Tanya say the Rav. We're Ryan out to Rav. We're Ryan from Brisa like Levi. It says Klar in the Brisa before Dam Yayin Shemen and Mayim all have them Mashkin Bei Midbechaya. It's not Tomei to Matam Achem at least. And Tanya say the Rav. A brayse, we're going to say a brayse like Rav. It says dafka dam mayim. Tanya kavas the Rav hadam v'hamayim mashke beis mitpachaya. The mashkim from the shlachtos, which means the shlach, the place where you shecht animals in the beis hamikdash, shenitmu that became tamei bein bekelim. Say if it was tamei while it was in a utensil, bein bekarka. Say if it was naturally from the ground. Either way, it's tahirim. The loch is it's tahir because it's not mekabel tuma, and according to Rav, so it means it's not mekabel tuma at all. Any dam based mitzchayim in the base of mikdash. Rav Shimon Omer bekelim mitamim bekelim tameim bekarka tahirim. Rav Shimon says that in kelim there taka there tamei, and he holds because we have before that mashkin is only mekabel tuma mederaisa in legavi kelim. But it's not true. He holds it, mashkim is kama tuma medaraisa. And therefore, bekeim is tmeim. Bekarka is tahirim for a different reason. We'll see the Gemara later on. The reason is because it's considered like a mikvah. The halacha is that medaraisa, if you have a revius mayim, that's like a well that has a revius mayim, you're allowed to put in there kelim, tovel kelim in there. That means for kelim, a mikvah is only 40 sa. This is all Midaraisa, not Midarabana. Midaraisa, a Kalim mikvah is not any 40 saw. A Kalim mikvah, which means not a Kalim mikvah, the title of Kalim from a guy, means the title of Kalim that became Tomei. Midaraisa, a person needs 40 saw because it needs Kol Basari, Mayim is called Gufa Eilabahem. But Kalim, Machtim Mitzanayris, like Lashon and Gemara and other places, is enough or a Vias Mayim. It happens to be that Tfilas Kalim, when you buy from a guy, the pasuk says may need that there, so it needs as much as it needs, which needs 40 saw. But the Gavi, something that became Tommy made the rice, so you can metoval it in a mikvah that has a revius of water. So karka, water that's in the karka, it's tahar because it's like a mikvah. And a mikvah can be kabatoma, and therefore it's tahar. Rav Shimon basically is arguing this whole edus of Yosef ben Yehezer, and he holds that mashkim in the base of mikdash is Tommy, besides for something that's attached to the karka. So this brice, obviously, klar, dafka, dam, and mayim. So the Gemara Vayta. The Gemara is now continued the sugya, but in a different vein. Not the sugya of Rav Vishmuel or Levi. We're talking about something else now. We just finished saying an edus from Yosef ben Yehezer, and till now we assume that the reason why Mashkin is tar in the Beis Hamikdash is because Midaraisa Mashkin is not tamei. Like we even said, the pasuk that says that the chol mashi yeshasa bekli. Let me get the pasuk right. We said that's not talking about tamei, it's talking about hechsher. That's what he said. Because the first apostle that says mashkin is mekabel tumah. No, he says it's only hechsher. Because we wanted to prove that mashkin midaraisa is not mekabel tumah at all. Mashkin midaraisa is not mekabel tumah according to Rav. So, but if you hold that it's mekabel tumah midaraisa, we assumed you can't be mekel in the base of mikdash. Because if Mekabel Tumah Deraisa, you can't make Lom Beis Mikdash. If it's only Tumah Derabanan, you can make Lom Beis Mikdash and say, we don't be Marva Tumah. But if it's the Raisa, you can't be Mekel. That's what you assume till now. Rav Papa didn't change that all up. Omar Rav Papa, fill out the Yom Tumah Nashon Deraisa, even if you hold Mashkin is Tumah Deraisa, still Mashkin based Mitachaya, Hilchas the Gemir Law. So Allah Chomesh B'Sinai, the Mashkin found in the Beit Mitachaya, which means the Dam and the Yai and the Mayim are not Mekabel Tumah. Even though Deraisa is also Mekabel Tumah. That's what Papa says. So Rav Huna have a kasha now. We have two kashas on this Rav Papa. Omer Rav Huna braid Rav Nosson and Rav Papa. Ve'lahodom Rav Elazar, that Rav Elazar says, ain't tumah mashkin kol iker. Rav Elazar says, not like that. He says, there's no tumah mashkin bechlal midaraisa. Teidai means a raya. Shrei hei Yosef ben Yehezer is trade al mashkin beis mitachai dochen, that it's tar. Ve'hilchus a gemir law, if the din in the Beis Mikdash is al Tzalach Mosh Sinai, so Migam Rinam Rinam, you can't learn out to every other place and say, ain't tumah mashkin kol iker ma'atayro. It's not a raya. Papa's saying punt fakir from that. So kasha number one is that it's a brisa, not like our papa. Another kasha. The next kasha is going to be that if that's true, so then what's pshat according to Rav Shimon that Kalim, we had before that, but Kalim is Tmeim. L'chayra, if the Lachamash Messina, what Rav Shem do Lachamash Messina? That's the same kasha. There's a little bit of arichas in this, which Mashah and Rashash mucha with. But let's see the Gemara in the next kasha. Only Rabbi Rav Ashi, but Rav Shem and Dama Tumas Mashing Daraisa. Rav Shem holds Tumas Mashing Daraisa, the Tanya, like we went to the Braisa before, we had this two blad ago. The Tanya, Rav Yasi, Rav Shem and Omrim. L'kalim Tahirim, L'oichlim Tmeim, that's if it's a Suffolk Tumah. With L'gavi Kalim, it's Tahar. Because mashke, that's matama kalim, is only with the rabbanon, but la oichlim is tmeim, but the matama oichlim is tmeim, it's sofik deraisa. That's what I said before. So you see, he holds mashke is tuma deraisa. But hachu kamar of a shimon, be kalim tmeim, be karka tairim. The hilkasu, if it's lachma shimon sinai, mali kalim, mali be karka. Who cares if it's kalim, if it's karka? Basically, most kash is, how could kalim be tmeim? I, it's a lachal moshim sinai in the base of mikdash that there's no tuma. Kasha. That's the mashah ask. Mashah ask, because it's as simple. Rav Shimon says, kalim tmeim. And karka tayrim, that means he holds kalim is tmeim. I would just finish saying that even if it's tumah tumah deraisa, still there's a loch moishim esin has no tumah, so it's not like Rav Shimon. That's what the Gemara's kasha is, and kasha. So we have two kashas on our papa. Amra papa, my papa now talks about the ikar Rav Shimon, the thing we spoke about karka tayrim. Amra papa, how do armas be karka tayrim lishon ol mayim only by water. Aval dam loy dam, even the karka will be tummy. Why? Mayim naim lo amaron el to have a revius, because it's a revius, so you can be tayvel something. The chazal hatle machtem vitzinaris. You can tayvel needles and these little forks they used for the meat in the base of mikdash. Aval loy a revius, even Rabbi Shimon will agree is tmeim because they don't have a mikvah, they don't have a shame mikvah. On kapanim, that is the end of the sugya of Yosi ben Yezer is shreida legamash beis metchay. That's the end of the sugya, and now we're going to go back to the Braisa all the way before that we had on top of Tazayin Amar Aleph. We had a Braisa Tazayin Amar Aleph, we just mentioned it fleetingly a second ago, that there's a Shaila if Mashkin is Makabel Tumah or gives off Tumah mid the Araisa. And we had a Halacha that in this Braisa, that Rabbi Yossi and the Rameyer said that a Sofik Mashkin, if Matama something, is Tameh, but Matama Achayim is Tar, because he holds that the Matama itself is Araisa. The Tama Chayim is the Rabbanon, therefore Sofik the Rabbanon. There are Meir Shita. V'chinei Rabbi Eliezer, Amik Kedvar. And Rabbi Yehuda says L'chol Tameh. That means Midaraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only is Mashkin Mekabel Tumah, but it gives off Tumah also. It can Metama other things also Midaraisa. That is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. And afterwards, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon say Lo'ichlam Tameyam L'keilam Tair. But let's handle now with Rabbi Yehuda. Amamar, Rabbi Yehuda Oimel L'chol Tameh. Rav Yehuda holds that Sai for itself and Sai Tama Acherim, every time it's a Suffolk, it's Tameh. Why Suffolk is Tameh? What's Pshat? Lememra. So Rav Yehuda, Tumas Mashkin, Tameh, Tumas Kalim, De Araisa. It must be that he holds the Mashkin, even to Tama other things, even to Tama Kalim, is De Araisa. Break the Gemara of Tanya. We learned the Araisa. I changed it because the Rishash changes it. All kalim that have a back and an inside. What does that mean? That they can be used both ways, which means they can use inside out. These certain sack, like a sack, you could use the inside or turn it inside out and use it and come out using the outside also. So kol kalim sheyeshlam acharayim v'toich, gugoyim, hakarim v'aksasos, those are like pillowcases or covers, v'asakin, a sack, b'amartzufim is made out of, it's also a sack, which is made out of leather. The loch is, nitma toichoy, if the inside becomes tamei, nitma gabay, then automatically the outside is tamei also. But, interesting, nitma gabay, loy nitma toichoy. If the outside becomes tamei, the inside does not become tamei. And what's pshat? So Rav Yehuda says, pshat, Amar Rav Yehuda, b'medvam amurim, shnitma machmas mashkin. Only if it became tamei machmas mashkin. Amal nitma machmas sheretz, but if a sheretz touched the sack, then pashit nitva toicha nitva gabay. It's tummy. Outside is tummy. Inside is tummy. Nitva gabay toicha, and the both ways. And what's taka pshat? Mashkin is different. Like Rashi explains that mashkin is not midaraisa to matame kalim, because we're talking about mashkin that's usually a rishon. The mashkin touched the sheretz, and now this mashkin touched the sack. Now we know mashkin oichlem mashkin a rishon is not matame. It's not matame kalim. But there's still guys that are mashkin is matamah kalim. Why? Otu mashkin dissolve. There is such a thing as liquid that can be avatoma. Mashkin dissolve. So they made it a darabana. But they wanted you to realize it's only darabana and you can't burn shuma because of that. It's only darabana that you can't burn shuma. So therefore they made a simon. That when this mashkin touches something, if it touches the sack, it depends where it touches it. If it touches the inside, then the outside is tummy. But if it touches the outside, the inside is not tummy. They made a hecker. But dafka by tumas mashkin, which is only the rabbanon. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And what's the problem? But if we're saying Rabbi Yehuda said it before, lakol tamei means mashkim can make even kalim medaraisa tamei, then you have a problem over here. Why is it different? What's the difference between sheretz and this? What's the difference? How it became tamei from a sheretz or from a mashkin? Both things are deraisa. Both things are deraisa. Nitva gabay shvitaycha and taycha gabay. So the Gemara Rav Yehuda Mashmua Chazav by Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is Chayzer. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah in the Brisa before said called Tameh. In this Brisa is Chayzer, and he holds that no more mask is not Tameh deraisa. So the Gemara Chazav by Rav Yehuda. Ravina Omer Loyim Lo Hadabe. Rav Yehuda says no. Rav Yehuda is not Chayzer. There's a difference. How mask is about Machmas Yadayim? How mask is about Machmas Sheretz? He's saying this whole medvar amurim that was saying that machmas mashkin, it's only a tumah derabanan, was mashkin came tummy from yadayim. The halacha is that your yadayim are shniyos l'tumah. The halacha is they're tummy to a certain extent. And the Gemara in Yud Ches Dava says that these yadayim, if they touch mashkin, their mashkin becomes a rishon. That's all medrabanan. Your hands are not tummy medraisa, tummy derabanan. So that tumah vad is derabanan. But if mashkin touches sheretz, according to Rav Yehuda, it's taka deraisa, and it can be tama other things. That's what Rav Yehuda wants to answer. If that's true, Tani Medvar Murum Shetum Machmas Mashkin. So why if you say Medvar Murum Shetum Machmas Mashkin, but Machmas Sheretz is, but if the sack touches Sheretz, is both ways. Lifting with the day, you can make a chilik in Mashkin alone. Medvar Murum Mashkin about Machmas Yadayim. When do we say that there's a difference in the outside and the inside? Only when Mashkin about Tuma Machmas Yadayim. A Mashkin about Machmas Sheretz, but if the Mashkin touches Sheretz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Tami Deraisa, if that was the case, Nitma Teicha, Nitma Gaba, Nitma Gaba, Nitma Teicha, should go both ways. And the Brisa doesn't say that. It says it goes straight to Sheretz. It goes straight to touching a Sheretz, not Mashkin about a Sheretz, it's straight to Sheretz itself. It must be that he was Chayzer. Machvartik, Hashim, Mikara, Chazer, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer from his halacha that he said before. That he said before that it's a kol tamei, that it's suffered the rice legabi itself and legabi metama kelim. He's a chayzer. Mashka cannot be metama kelim mid the araisa. I'm going to stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, in a shaila in this chazara, and we'll continue on that.